This is, I don't want your freedom. I want you. A Star Wars Legends Knights of the Old Republic video games fanfic. Written by Filigranca and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Karthanasi, female Revan, with additional tags for Dark Side Revan, Tempted to the Dark Side, Post-Canon for KOTOR 1, Revan Wins. The door to his cell opens with a whiz. Karth turns his face to the wall. He doesn't want to see, isn't ready to see her like this. I've been searching for you for so long. Revan's voice is exactly the same as he remembers. So she doesn't wear a mask, welcoming him. How polite. And now you're here, little Republic soldier. She is getting closer and closer with every word. I saved the Republic. Twice. Shouldn't it make you mine? Twice. The question comes from his mouth, almost involuntary, and he curses mentally. He shouldn't talk with her. Discussions and arguments always end up with agreeing to some points to defend others. I saved it from Malik, didn't I? You took it from Malik. It's not the same. They call me its savior. You force them to. I don't, actually. I don't care. But they all trip over themselves to get into her good graces, and the effect is the same. She sits on his bed. It's too narrow to move, to escape the warmth of her body. And whether you're mine or not, I don't want to force you. Revan sounds half proud, half complaining. Do you expect gratitude? From you? Of course not. We were always arguing, weren't we? And it's not how this works. This? Great, really. Now they're almost having a discussion. A part of him aches every time he hears her voice. It's much worse than listening to her official speeches on the Holonet. Not only because of the lack of the mask. Us. She puts a hand on his arm, like she's studying herself. She doesn't wear gloves, either. Love in general. It breaks his heart. It breaks his heart even more that he can't tell himself she's lying. No, Revan, and he knows her, no matter which side she's on, has always been painfully honest and hot-headed, following her instincts, others' opinions be damned. It saved the Republic once. It doomed it later. I know you still love me. I can sense it. I have no idea why you think you should fight it. I made the Republic safe. Isn't that what you've always wanted? The way of the Sith, Karth recalls Jolia's words, is that of tangling truths with lies and manipulating others with both. It's never lies only. It's mixing them until you can no longer recognize the truth and your whole world gets distorted. In this particular case, Karth supposes, the one and only lie is Revan having no idea why. The one she must tell herself, too. So it's a proof of Karth's foolishness when he tries to explain, like it could turn her from the darkness. I wanted the Republic safe and free. Freedom without safety is a mirage. Well, yes, that's what I... The Republic won't be safe without me. Karth wishes he could say she's a megalomaniac. And you will be neither safe nor happy without me. Revan adds, stroking his uniform with her thumb hesitantly. I saw this. The Force showed me. And then, quieter, I'm not happy without you either. He's not an expert, but he'd wager it's not hard to mistake a dream for a prophecy. And when Revan's not happy, yes, it breaks his heart. And the necks of a lot of galactic citizens. Unhappy dictators tend to lash out on their subjects. I'm in your cell. Some definition of safety you have. You're safe from the Council's lies, from their outdated views which poison the Republic and many of its best children. I know you and your comrades want only the best for it. If you spend some time free from this archaic influence, I'm sure you'll understand why the Republic had to change and what I'm trying to do. And I'll be glad to listen to your criticism, as long as it's constructive. By constructive, she probably means accepting me as the galaxy's ruler. But Karth feels a spark of hope. He knows her, right? The real her, not influenced by her past and others' expectations and some forced curses. If he could get her to listen, to change things, even if gradually. And if not, he and the others will get a lot of intelligence. Very good intelligence, coming straight from Revan's headquarters. Not to mention, opposing the regime is easier when one walks free. And he doubts they'll be able to escape from their cells, let alone leave Corriban. He turns from the wall, faces Revan. She beams. It's like a punch to the gut. I knew you were going to get it. I haven't said anything yet. Sure, and I haven't yet let you out of the cell. She grins at him, a little roguish. But we both will. I've just told you, I've envisioned it. Please, Karth, help me. Help me to improve the galaxy. Help me to not fall again. I can't make it without you. It's a little too late to stop her from falling again. But perhaps not too late to save her one more time. Karth's smile isn't completely forced when he takes her hand and squeezes it. I can't promise we'll agree on the methods, but I want nothing more than to help you and the galaxy. Alongside or against her, getting out of the cell was a first step. Just let me try, please. The end. Reader's notes. So I kind of figured this as post Knights of the Old Republic 1, where Revan beats Malak, keeps the Starforge, and uses it to reconsolidate her Sith Empire, based out of Korriban as the heart of it. But a version where Revan goes dark side, and yet Karth still manages to live in order to continue spying against her and working against her and infiltrating from the inside out. But I love this idea that Revan doesn't think she's fallen to the dark side. That because she hasn't picked up the title of Darth Revan again, she doesn't think she's doing dark side things. She thinks she still ends justify the means, but that she's still light side herself, even though everyone around her is saying, hey, no red flags. And I think that's incredible. This idea that sort of the pragmatism of, oh, well, if I'm going to save the galaxy, then I have to do it myself. I have to save it my way. And, you know, kind of can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Revan's pragmatism there. And then Karth just being like, as much as Revan doesn't think she's fallen to the dark side, Karth in his, like, well, I can still save her, but it's only going to end badly. Because if she doesn't think there's anything wrong, then there's nothing he can save her from. And she is persuasive as heck. And he already loves her. So clearly, end of this road. Karth either dies or he becomes her right hand at the heart of a Sith Empire that he swore to defeat in the first place. And either way, it's really good for me. So yeah, thank you so much to Filigranca for having blanket permission to Podfic. I love this sort of slice of a universe with all the implications of how that story went down and how the story is going to continue to unfold. And yeah, I'm having fun playing this AU, spooling it out in my head a little bit further. And then, of course, Vitiate's going to show up later, and either Karth is dead at this point and Revan still doesn't think she's gone dark side, or Karth is, like, you know, the Sol Karath of the new Sith Empire and has to deal with the nonsense of Vitiate with his hooks in Revan's head. And then it's a little bit of a battle of true love or something like that. I don't know. Something good, though. Yeah, anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.